Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. As the government chalks out a plan to bring the economy back on track, Confederation of Indian Industries has recommended several measures, including reduction in cost of transportation and logistics, privatization of DISCOMs, availability of long-term credits, ease of doing business, simplification of taxation and labor market reforms. The Apex industry body has suggested actions to be taken in the short and medium term to overcome the deep distress in the economy. US President Donald Trump has favored safe and phased reopening of the American economy, which has been devastated by the coronavirus pandemic that has killed more than 50,000 people and infected over 8 lakh in a matter of few months. Trump yesterday indicated that this might be extended beyond May 1st, but forcefully advocated the need to gradually open up the economy that is safe. Trump said that the US is very close to finding a vaccine for COVID-19. The Odisha government on Thursday said it would press for mandatory COVID-19 testing of migrant workers at places where they were stranded due to the ongoing lockdown. The state government has set up a procedure for registration and quarantine arrangement for the people stranded in other states who intend to come to Odisha after the lockdown ends. Health officials from SAARC countries, including India, held a video conference yesterday during which they agreed to enhance cooperation to combat the COVID-19 pandemic at the regional level. The meeting comes over a month after India took the lead, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi bringing the SAARC leaders together through a video conference amid rising coronavirus cases in the populous region. India's plan to screen foreign direct investments from neighboring countries has Chinese firms concerned that such scrutiny will affect their projects and delay deals in one of Asia's most lucrative investment markets. Unlike neighboring Pakistan, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Nepal and Bhutan, China has major investments in India. Chinese firms' existing and planned investments in India stand at more than $26 billion. The new rules are to curb opportunistic takeovers during the coronavirus outbreak that has hit Indian businesses, but government sources have said they will also apply to greenfield investments. China has called the rules discriminatory. As lockdown completes a month, clamour for a stimulus package has picked up, with various sectors asking the government for help as the economy comes to a standstill. The government is now looking at various options to help businesses, especially MSMEs. Nirmala Sitharaman is slated to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi later today to discuss the options. And that's all we have for you today. Have a great weekend.